Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this lecture we'll discuss the contribution of Stuart Hall. Now the dates of Stuart Hall are from 1932 to 2014. Okay? In the field of cultural studies, the name of Stuart Hall is very famous, and along with cultural studies, his name is important in the field of sociology as well as political science in general. Okay? And Stuart Hall, along with Raymond Williams and Richard Hogarth, were one of the founding figures of the Center for Contemporary Cultural Studies, okay, at the University of Birmingham. Along with this, Stuart Hall played a pioneering role in the development of British cultural studies. Okay? Uske baad ek aur fact jaan lo aap, that he also edited and founded the journal called New Left Review. Okay? New Left Review. And later on, he was also involved in the Black Arts Movement. Now, from an exam point of view, you should know what is the Black Arts Movement. Stuart Hall was also involved in that. And another thing you should keep in mind is that the academic and scholar Paul Gilroy, Paul Gilroy, G-I-L-R-O-Y, he was one of the students of Stuart Hall. And Stuart Hall is famous for his contributions to the field of cultural studies as well as his model of communication, the encoding-decoding model. It is generally referred to as the encoding-decoding model of communication. Ye aap yaad rakhna. Now, before I discuss his contribution, overall contribution to the field of cultural studies, unke kuch articles aur kuch kitabon ke naam aapko main batata hun. This you should remember, and the title itself indicates very well about what this book is, about what each book is. Okay? Now first is Encoding and Decoding in the Television Discourse. Okay? This came out in 1973. Okay? As I told you, the Encoding and Decoding Communication Model, wo isi mein hai, isi kitab mein hai. Encoding and Decoding in the Television Discourse. Now after that, some other books he published, it was Questions of Cultural Identity. Okay? Questions of Cultural Identity, which came out in 1996. Uske baad, the following year, Cultural Representations and Signifying Practices. Okay? Cultural Representations and Signifying Practices. This was published in 1997. Then another famous book by him is The Hard Road to Renewal. Okay? The Hard Road to Renewal. This was published in 1988. Okay? Now coming to his works. Okay? Now coming to the ideas that he had contributed. See, Hall's works focused on issues of cultural studies and hegemony. Okay? Hegemony. And he took a post-Gramscian stance. Post Gramscian. जब आप एंटोनियो ग्रामशी के बारे में पढ़ रहे होंगे, then you would have learned about the Gramscian ideas. But here Stuart Hall took a post Gramscian stance. Along with this, Stuart Hall's view of culture, ठीक है, combined the Marxist perspectives, especially of Antonio Gramsci, his concept of hegemony, and Louis Althusser's views on media. ठीक है, during Marxism, you might have studied Louis Althusser, especially his ISA and RSA. Right? So here Stuart Hall combines those views and takes inspirations from the ideas of Louis Althusser and Antonio Gramsci. So hegemony is when those in power, okay, power in society, try to lead those without power by way of culture, by way of morality, by way of ideology. Use kehte hain hegemony. And Stuart Hall also believed that language use, okay, language use operates within a framework of power. Within a framework of power, institutions and politics and economics. Because this view presents people as producers and consumers of culture at the same time. Okay, language use. Okay, the use of language. Uske baad, you know, another important point you should keep in mind is that Stuart Hall believed that cultural studies inevitably encounters the problem of how to think and write about interwoven cultural practices and people. Okay, about how to think and write about interwoven cultural practices and people. Well, it is very obvious that cultural studies will talk about also cultural practices. But the domain of cultural studies is not limited to cultural practices. It is more about how these cultural practices lead to hegemony and what is the relation of cultural practices with power. Okay? And throughout his life, Stuart Hall believed that culture was a site of negotiation. Okay? Matlab ye ke culture is not something which is stagnant or static. It is a site of negotiations. Negotiation of meaning and power. So a space of give and take. Okay? Give and take where intended meanings could be short-circuited. And with respect to his encoding-decoding model. Okay? Using this communication model, he explained how media messages, matlab, the messages that the media circulates, how those messages are first of all produced then circulated and then finally interpreted by different audiences. Okay? So, as a quick recap, in all of his works, Stuart Hall explores the issues of hegemony, representation, be it cultural representation or any other kind of representation, then identity, then race, as well as ethnicity and diaspora. Because if you remember, Stuart Hall himself is a Jamaican-born British citizen. Okay? Jamaica se aaye the. So the issue of ethnicity, the issue of race, and the issue of diaspora is very close to his heart. Okay? And that is why, you know, repeatedly he examined how media representations, you know, shape our understanding of ourselves and also of others. Okay? Particularly the representations regarding race and ethnicity. Okay? And he critiqued the essentialist notions of identity and highlighted the complex role of representation in identity formation. Okay? Now, always remember that whenever you study cultural studies, ek definition aap yaad rakhna that cultural studies is not just about the study of culture. Okay? On the contrary, cultural studies generally investigates how cultural practices relate to wider systems of power. Okay? How they relate to wider systems of power associated with or operating through social phenomena. Matlab ye ke social phenomena of ideology, then things like ethnicity, sexual orientation. Okay? So examining cultural practices and their relation to power. That is one of the major aims in the field of cultural studies. And you know, Stuart Hall is also famous for his ideas on dominant and negotiated meanings. Matlab ye ke he tried to show that dominant groups in society try to establish meanings, certain meanings, but the audience or the receivers are not passive acceptors. The audience also actively negotiates and also tries to resist them. For example, suppose aap TV dekh rahe hain, there is a kind of advertisement or a kind of cultural message which a advertisement is giving you. Do we always accept the message of the advertisement? No. Sometimes we do, but most of the times we also try to negotiate and resist them if it is contrary to our popular or traditional beliefs. Okay? So this idea of dominant and negotiated meanings, this is also one of the contributions of Stuart Hall. Now, uske baad maine baat ki thi encoding and decoding model. See, one more point I want to add about this encoding and decoding model. You should ask yourself what is first of all the meaning of encoding and what is the meaning of decoding. And when a message is transferred, who encodes and who decodes? Okay, suppose a advertisement is there which is produced by some kind of dominant group or person or any kind of producer of culture, because whoever controls media effectively controls culture to a large extent. Okay? So the producers of culture encode messages in texts or through advertisement. Okay? And then the audience or we the audience decode those messages based on our social positions as well as our experiences. Okay? For example, if there is a small child and if there is an adult in a house and there is an advertisement going on television about chocolates, that chocolate is very tasty and all of that, the child will think that, wow, this is a wonderful thing. But the adult father or mother or parent or any adult knows that chocolate is not that good. At least chocolate with a high sugar content, that is not bad. So we as the audience decode our own meaning based on our social positions as well as experiences. Okay? And earlier, before the arrival of Stuart Hall and some other scholars and theoreticians to the field of cultural studies, it was generally held that once any message is conveyed to the audience, they passively accept it. But after the coming of this model, encoding decoding model, that idea of audience being passive consumers, that has been challenged. Okay? Instead of now regarding the audience as being passive consumers and acceptors of any kind of cultural meaning, now it is accepted that meaning itself is negotiated. So meaning making is itself a very negotiated and contested realm. Okay? So just remember that from an exam point of view, remember about the important works of Stuart Hall. After that, his contribution to the field of cultural studies, especially his idea of encoding decoding, uske baad the dominant and negotiated meanings. After that, he also talks about representation and identity, okay? Particularly identity with respect to race and ethnicity, okay? And of course, he talks about the idea of hegemony, but takes a post-Gramscian stance, okay? And he also uses the ideas of Louis Althusser to analyze various aspects of the media. ठीक है. नाउ आफ्टर दैट आई विल जस्ट इंडिकेट वन मोर पॉइंट. देयर इज अ फेमस एसे बाय स्टुअर्ट हॉल कॉल्ड कल्चरल स्टडीज टू पैराडाइम्स. ठीक है, कल्चरल स्टडीज टू पैराडाइम्स, दिस इज द टाइटल. ठीक है, सो व्हाट आर द मेन आर्ग्यूमेंट्स इन दिस एसे? मेन आर्ग्यूमेंट इज दैट कल्चरल स्टडीज इज अ डिसिप्लिन that emerged from the interaction and conflict between two different traditions or paradigms. Okay? The discipline of cultural studies itself. Okay? And what are those two paradigms or traditions? One is culturalism. Okay? Culturalism. And the other is structuralism. Okay? Culturalism and structuralism. Now, these two paradigms have different assumptions, different methods, and focuses on the study of culture and society. ठीक है. नाउ फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल कल्चरलिज्म ये क्या होता है? सी, कल्चरलिज्म इज द पैराडाइम दैट ओरिजिनेटेड फ्रॉम द वर्क्स ऑफ ब्रिटिश स्कॉलर्स सच एज रिचर्ड होगार्थ एंड रेमंड विलियम्स एज वेल एज ईपी थॉम्पसन. ठीक है, एंड कल्चरलिज्म एम्फेसाइजेस द रोल ऑफ ह्यूमन एजेंसी, ह्यूमन एक्सपीरियंस, क्रिएटिविटी इन द प्रोडक्शन एंड इंटरप्रिटेशन ऑफ कल्चर. ठीक है, ये आप ब्रॉड डेफिनेशन समझ लो अबाउट द पैराडाइम ऑफ कल्चरलिज्म. एंड कल्चरलिज्म ऑल्सो स्ट्रेसेस द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ हिस्ट्री, कॉन्टेक्स्ट एज वेल एज आइडियोलॉजी इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग द मीनिंग्स एंड वैल्यूज ऑफ कल्चर. ठीक है, नाउ आफ्टर दैट स्ट्रक्चरलिज्म. ठीक है, स्ट्रक्चरलिज्म एज अ पैराडाइम. मैं अभी क्रिटिकल थ्योरी की बात नहीं कर रहा हूं, आई एम जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट स्ट्रक्चरलिज्म एज अ पैराडाइम. ठीक है, सो स्ट्रक्चरलिज्म इज द पैराडाइम दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ओरिजिनेटेड फ्रॉम द वर्क्स ऑफ French scholars such as Claude Lévi-Strauss, Roland Barthes, as well as Louis Althusser. ठीक है, उसके बाद structuralism emphasizes the role of underlying structures, systems and codes that shape and constrain culture and society. Along with this, structuralism also stresses the importance of language, discourse and representation in constructing and communicating the meanings and values of culture. ठीक है, सो व्हाट इज द फाइनल आर्ग्यूमेंट ऑफ स्टुअर्ट हॉल आफ्टर ही कंसिडर्स दीज टू पैराडाइम्स? सी, स्टुअर्ट हॉल आर्ग्यूज दैट बोथ ऑफ दीज पैराडाइम्स ऑफ कल्चरलिज्म एज वेल एज स्ट्रक्चरलिज्म हैव देयर ओन स्ट्रेंथ्स एंड वीकनेसेस एंड दैट नीदर ऑफ देम कैन फुली अकाउंट फॉर द कम्प्लेक्सिटी एंड डाइवर्सिटी ऑफ कल्चर एंड सोसाइटी. ठीक है, अलॉन्ग विद दिस हॉल ऑल्सो सजेस्ट दैट कल्चरल स्टडीज शुड नॉट बी लिमिटेड बाय द बाउंड्रीज एंड द ऑपोजिशंस ऑफ दीज टू पैराडाइम्स but rather seek to integrate. Okay? It should seek to integrate and transcend them. And Stuart Hall also proposes that cultural studies should develop a more flexible and dynamic approach. Okay? That can address the questions such as how are cultural texts and practices produced? How are cultural texts and practices encoded and decoded? Uske baad, how are cultural texts and practices related to structures and processes of power and domination? And how are cultural texts and practices influenced by and influencing the changes and transformations in society? Theek hai? So, the idea is that cultural studies should not limit itself only to those paradigms of culturalism and structuralism, but try to integrate them and also include other methods of analysis and critique. Okay? So that some of the basic questions can be answered. How cultural practices are produced and distributed. Okay? Encoded and decoded. How they are encoded as well as decoded. Then how they actually relate to the structures and processes of power. Okay? And finally, how they are influenced by and how they influence changes and transformations in society. Okay? So, this is the essence of this essay by Stuart Hall. And as I told you, the title of this essay is Cultural Studies, Two Paradigms. Okay?